FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man's been killed in an accident involving a motorbike in the north of Durban. The crash happened earlier on the M4 near Umdloti. KZN VIP's Gareth Naidu was on the scene.
Upon arrival of KZN VIP emergency teams, it was discovered that a biker had lost control and rear-ended the back of a truck. Sadly, the biker showed no signs of life and was declared deceased on scene.
A Durban businessman's hopes of registering his Islamic State of Africa political party have been dashed again. Farhad Huma was accused of leading an ISIS cell in the country and was once at the center of a now withdrawn terrorism case. Earlier this year, he said his party would push for Sharia law in South Africa and insisted it had no affiliation with the Islamic State group, which has been designated a terrorist organization by many governments. Newswatch's Nishira Sudhial reports.
In July, the Electoral Commission rejected Humar's application to register the party, saying he had failed to submit sufficient details of the registered voters who supported the founding of his party. The commission also said it received over 200 objections to the application. Humar appealed this ruling. In a statement to Newswatch today, the IEC confirmed that the commissioners considered the appeal and found no grounds to set aside the decision of the chief electoral officer. Humar says he disagrees with this decision and is consulting on whether to approach the High Court. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former President Thabo Mbeki says South Africa has walked away from the Africa agenda. He was speaking at UNISA during a dialogue with students, scholars and thought leaders on politics and international affairs. Responding to questions on South Africa's role in current conflicts on the continent, Mbeki believed it would be difficult for the country to respond to global crises when it cannot first address its own role in Africa.
The spirit of Pan-Africanism on the continent has also been retreating. You see it everywhere. And in a sense, one can understand it. Each one of our countries individually gets preoccupied with only its own domestic challenges. What happens to the rest of the continent, what happens to this Pan-African perspective, recedes.
The UN General Assembly has voted to back a resolution which seeks to breathe new life into the two-state solution between Israel and Palestine without the involvement of Hamas. The text of the New York Declaration was adopted by 142 votes in favor. 10 nations, including Israel and the US, were against, while there were 12 abstentions. The text states that Hamas must free all hostages and demands that it surrender its weapons. It also calls for collective action to end the war in Gaza to achieve a just, peaceful and lasting settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And Nepal's first woman chief justice has been named as the nation's next prime minister. Sushila Karki steps into the role after KP Sharma Oli quit on Tuesday amid deadly youth protests sparked by a social media ban. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 29. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.